We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy, my heart is beating fast. I'll tell you why in a second. You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and here's the reason why my heart is beating fast. We've had so many switches of our days and our interviews. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, no, I hope I didn't give Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, wrong information, a bad day. But guess what? She's here now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So now I can breathe. Welcome, Jill.
I came in late. It's really my fault. I'm usually one of those people who arrives, like, you know, early to everything.
Yeah,
but I was, you know what I was doing? I was just finishing an interview with a fantastic entrepreneur. And so I looked up and I couldn't believe where the time went. So, you know, when you get into those interviews, it's kind of like how you feel with me. Oh, time's gone so fast.
Absolutely. Yeah. You and I could do, we could easily do an hour every week.
Oh,
sure.
Yes. No doubt. I'm not sure it would all be about money, but it would be certainly be about a lot of things.
Yeah. Oh, no, we'd cover it all. But let me just go back. You did this interview with this entrepreneur. Is this a new business? Is this an existing business? Because this is, I am, and here's why I'm asking, because I am seeing now advertisements for new businesses opening soon, all these things that we haven't seen in over a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fascinating the amount of people who have started new businesses, either because they had to or they wanted to, has been enormous. If you look at the year, essentially the year let's call it the first full 12 months of the pandemic, right? And you look at new businesses and you look at the filings, they're up by 40% from the previous year. So some people would say, oh, of course, Jill, you know, that makes sense because people lose their jobs and they say, oh, okay, I'll finally start my business. But I think there's also a ton of opportunity out there. There are certainly people who have found the ability and finally the wherewithal. They said, you know what? There's an opportunity. Maybe I'm going to open that restaurant. Maybe I got really cheap rent that wasn't so cheap before. Maybe I could take something over. Maybe I found a side hustle that I was doing that satisfies me more than my full-time job. And that's really what we're seeing, people taking more control of their own careers again, at a time where you'd think that's crazy, but there's been something strange that's happened. It's made us reorder our priorities.
And, you know, I am actually very glad that you said that, because I have heard from, well, first of all, you hear from business owners that they can't find anyone to hire. No one's applying, no one's coming in. So you hear that cry across all different industries. On the other hand, I have heard from people who say, during this time when I got laid off, when my job was eliminated, it gave me a chance to sit and think about what would really make me happy, what I really want to do, and going back to work for X or going back to doing Y isn't on my radar anymore. People have, it's almost like they've rediscovered things that maybe they're passionate about that they had kind of lost track of.
I interviewed a woman for a segment for CBS this morning, and it was so fascinating, because you would think, oh my God, this woman's down on her luck. She's, you know, sort of on the edge. And you know what she did? She said, I used this time not so much to be panic stricken, but to really say, is this the life that I want to live? I really have always felt like I wanted to do this other thing. And this, you know, maybe I was lucky enough that I had some unemployment money coming in, and I got some stimulus money. I got a tax refund, and that gave me just about like a 60-day period where she could really say, what is it I want? Now, look, you're right. There's also some issues that these are longer-term issues, and if you're mm-hmm. so worried about where your next meal's coming from, you haven't been able to make that choice. You haven't been thinking right. that way. Right. But I do think that's one of the advantages of having some money coming in and the safety net and the ability to say, okay, what is this that is going to make my next career or my next job? It doesn't have to be super fancy career thing. It's just like, what is going to be mm-hmm. better for me and my family?
So along that lines then, let's at least hit on the unemployment claims, the numbers. They are down this week too.
Yeah.
I guess the lowest they've been since
It's a pandemic low. So it's 473,000, and it's the lowest since March 14th of last year, that week. That was like the week where things really started to close. Now, you know, you and I have been talking since claims were in the millions, and now we're down at 473. We are moving in the right direction. That does not relieve us of some of the pressures in the economy. And as you mentioned earlier, that there is indeed some sort of labor. There's like something going on weird right now, right? Because there are labor shortages in a lot of industries, and yet we still have a pretty high unemployment rate. So something weird is not jibing, right? And mm-hmm. We don't know. I think that this could be about some of those supply shortages, manufacturing and professional and business sectors. It may be that like they're not hiring just yet because things haven't eased up. Right. And so you don't hire unless you actually have the wherewithal to put these people to work. And so that may be one thing. And it also may be that wages just are going to have to go up in fields where you don't want to think they'd have to go up. Like, I'm sure if you're a restaurant owner, the last thing you want to think about is I got to pay more to bring my help back to work. But maybe you do. Mm-hmm. Because maybe those people are saying, you know what? This $7 an hour, this $8 an hour plus tips, it stinks. And, you know, I'd rather have something that's more secure. And some people are going to make those choices.
Last question. I want to just squeeze this in before we go. And this is totally unrelated to anything.
Do it.
But I've been looking for a dress for a special occasion coming up. Looked online. Finally said, maybe I will venture into a store. Mm-hmm. The inventory was so limited in that store, as well as the staffing in that store. Is that because a lot of our stores haven't come out of pandemic mode yet either?
That is so funny that you mention it. My sister said the exact same thing yesterday. I had lunch with my sister. She's like, you're not going to believe this, but all my friends and their stupid kids are having like big weddings again. And she was very unhappy about this, but she said the exact same thing. And it is indeed because nobody wants to make the commitment. Mom mm-hmm. also reports, because I was with my mom and my sister, mom reports mm-hmm. that in the department stores where she's been going just for fun since she's had her second vaccine, she says no one's in the stores yet. No one's in the stores yet. And so I think it's a little bit of a vicious cycle here. So I'm going to give you the advice I gave my sister. Order online and see how it fits, and you might have to, you know, return it. Stinks. I have a nice dress. Oh. Is it a black tie? I could just send it down to you. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
You know, someone else said the same thing to me too. And I have been looking online. In fact, I got a stack of boxes down at the front door to give to the UPS guy.
Oh, jeez. Good luck with it.
Which is why I thought, well, maybe I'll venture into the store, but that's a waste of time. Waste of time. So you tell your sister, I totally feel her pain on that. Thanks, Jill. Always love talking to you.
Take care. Sorry I was late.
Nah, you're good.